The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In Voschanan, there is the mitzvah of the Shema. In Voschanan, Vorim Vov, Posuk Dalet, state Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Shema Yisrael, which means listen Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, the God which is our Father, Hashem Echod. He is one God. And then is the parsha of Ve'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, that you shall love Lord your God b'chol levavecha, with all of your heart, b'chol nafshecha, with all of your life, b'chol me'edecha, and with all of your physical possessions. And these words which I have commanded you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach your sons, and you shall speak in these words when you sit in your homes, and when you walk in your way, and when you lay down and you stand up, and you shall tie these words as for a sign on your hand, and they shall be between your eyes, and you shall write them, you shall write them on your doorposts of your homes and of your gates. So here we have the first parsha, the mitzvah of the Shema Yisrael. We also have in this parsha the mitzvah of the Ten Commandments. The reason why we have it for the second time in this parsha, even though the Torah was given in Parshas Yisro, because this refers to the second tablets. First tablets were given when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and in the third month they came to Sinai. And then there was the entire episode of 40 days later, the golden calf, when Moshe broke the Luchos, and then he returned to the mountain for the second 40 days, and then a third 40 days, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tablets again, the Luchos Shniyos, and this Moshe Rabbeinu brought down on Yom HaKippurim. So these are the Ten Commandments which are repeated in our Sedra. The first of the commandments, I am the Lord your God, who has taken you out of Egypt from the house of slavery. So the first commandment is, I am the Lord your God. The second commandment, you shall not make for yourself any other gods or gods of others in my presence. Now there is a relation between the mitzvahs of the Krishma and these commandments. Let's spend a little time this evening to study a bit of what the mitzvah of the Krishma is. Now we're all familiar that we say the Krishma, every male is obligated to say the Krishma twice every day, at night and during the day. And we say three parashas, three chapters. The chapter which is just mentioned, a second chapter which is written in another place in the Torah, that if you will listen to all of my commandments which I have commanded to you today, to love Hashem and to serve Him, and I will give you your rain in your right season, your proper season, and so forth. That's the second paragraph, the second chapter of the Krishma, which we say every day. The third chapter, is another chapter which is mentioned in another place in the Torah, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, v'amata v'yeman Hashem el Moshe lemor, that Hashem said to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amata lehem, speak to the children of Israel and tell them Vosulem tzitzis, that they shall make tzitzis al kanfei vigdem lederison, they shall make tzitzis on the corners of their garments. So that is the parsha of Tzitzis, and also is mentioned that Levan Tiskru Uri Semeso, you shall see them, and through this Uzchatem is called Mitzvah Hashem. You will remember all of the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you will do them. And Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of Egypt. So we have these three parshas, one that's mentioned in our Sedra, the Shema and the Be'after, one which speaks of the Hoyo Im Shema Tishmu, that you shall listen to all of the mitzvahs and you shall do them all. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you your reward for it. And thirdly, which speaks about the tzitzis, and that I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of Egypt. The Gemara in Masechta Brochos, in the first perek and in the second perek, both in the Mishnah and several Mishnahs and in the Gemara, goes into this at length to determine what all of the relevant halachos are relating to this mitzvah of Krishma. The Rambam summarizes. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Krishma, Pamoim, Pamoim Bechol Yoim, Kerin Krishma, that we are obligated to say the Krishma twice a day, Be'erev Uvabeker, at night and in the morning. Shenemar, as it states, V'shoch V'cho Uvkumecho, as it states what in our parsha that we just read, B'shoch V'cho, when you lay down, Uvkumecho, when you get up. B'shoch Shederek B'nei Adam Sheikhvin, we should read this at the time when people are laying down. V'zehi Lailo, this is the night. And we shall read this at a time when people get up. And this is the day. What is the mitzvah of Krishma, of the reading of the Shema? What does it encompass? These three chapters. And then the Rambam lists the three that we just mentioned. Why do we read them in this particular order that we mentioned? Umagdimin likrais parsha Shema. First, we read the Shema, mipnei sheyesh bo yichud Hashem, because there is the yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is a very, very important concept, which we'll go into a little more at depth in a minute. And yichud Hashem means that there is the oneness of the Almighty. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, that He is one. And also there is the mitzvah of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to ask Hashem Elokecho, that you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul. And the Gemara darshins afilo neitel es nafshecho, sometimes we are obligated to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if it means giving our life and with all of our physical possessions. So there is also the loving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, there is the mitzvah of teaching and learning Torah. As it states, V'hoyu advarim ha'eleh, these words which I have commanded you shall be with you on your heart, v'shinantum levonecho, and you shall teach them to your sons, v'dibar tobom, and you shall speak in them. So here we have the mitzvah of learning of Torah. Rashi brings on this posuk, Rashi brings, V'yo'avta eis Hashem Elokecho, you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Asei dvorav mi'avo, you shall do for Hashem with love. Ein edema eisei mi'avo, le'eisei mi'yiro. You cannot compare someone who serves the Almighty with love to someone that serves with because of fear. Someone who serves his master because of fear, when it becomes a little too difficult, then he leaves it. But if you serve your master because of love, so then you will always serve him, you will always be loyal. Umahu Ahava, and how does one serve the Almighty with love? Vehoyu advorima eilesh miteich kachato makir ba'kodesh baruch hu umedavek bidrochov. If the words, his words, will be on your heart, and you will always be near his words, and you will study his Torah, then from this you will learn to recognize him. And if you will recognize him, then you will love him. Now, there are actually two ways that you can come to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, like Rashi mentioned, and then the Rambam mentions another way also. The Rambam in Sefer Mada, in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shesori HaTorah, Ho'ela nichber v'aneira hazeh mitzvah la'avoy u'liyiroisoy shenemar v'yo'achto eis Hashem lakecho. That it's a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs, is to love and to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it states, v'yo'achto, he quotes from this posuk, you shall love the Lord your God. And then in another place in the Torah it states, v'nemar es Hashem lakecho tira, you shall fear Hashem. V'he'aychi aderech la'avose v'yirosei. So how is it possible? How does a person come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mishor she is beinino odem b'masov u'bebruov hanifloim hagdoilim. That if a person will contemplate, if a person will study his works, he will recognize the works of the Almighty, his creations, his great wonders. B'yiremehen chochmosa ishein lo erech v'leikets. And he will see a wisdom in all of this, which there is no limitation to. Miyad hu ehev u'mishabeach u'mefayer. Immediately he will love, and he will praise. U'misav etav gedole le'yed Hashem agodl. And he will have a great thirst and desire to know the great Creator. K'mei she'omar David, like David HaMelech said, Soma nafshi lelekim lekel chai. That my nefesh, my soul thirsts to come close to the living God. So in this parsha is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, that you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do you come to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By recognizing his creations, and seeing his great wonders, and studying his words through the study of the Torah, which is the underlying master plan of the entire creation. So you will come close to his works, and through this will develop a great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Shema, the Rambam writes, firstly there's the Yichud Hashem. We declare the unity of the Almighty. Secondly, there's the mitzvah v'avosei, to love him. And thirdly, there's the mitzvah v'talmudei, to study his Torah. As it states, Vishinantum Levonecho. Rashi says in this posuk that you shall teach your children. Loshen chidudhu, shiu mechadedim beficho. What does it mean you shall teach your children? Does it mean that you shall teach your children merely the Aleph Beis? Or does it mean you shall teach them to say the Shema? Or to daven? Not so. Vishinantum Levonecho. What does the word shinun mean? Chidud. That means a preciseness, a clarity, a decisiveness and a sharpness. Shiu mechudodin beficho. That by your children the Torah shall be so decisive and so sharp. Shi misholcho odem dover leitehitzorech levgamgimboi. That when someone will ask you something, you won't have to stammer. You'll be able to answer him immediately. Now this Rashi brings, this is from the Sifri, and there's a chidush, there's a unique halacha here, that it's not sufficient merely to study Torah to know it superficially, but one is obligated to study Torah himself. This mitzvah vishinantam levanecha does not only refer to teach to your children, also to teach yourself. You're obligated to teach Torah to yourself and to teach to your children, not that they merely should know Aleph Beis, or how to daven, or some psukim and chumish, or some mishnayis, But Vishinantam, that the Torah is so clear by them, the entire Torah, that when one will come and ask you a question anywhere in the entire Torah, you will not stammer an answer, but you will be able to answer immediately. There was a great Gaon that lived in the last generation, Reb Baruch Ber. He was the Kamenetzer Rosh Yeshiva. He was the favorite disciple of Reb Chaim Brisker, where he writes in one of his tshuvas that from here we see that a person is obligated to become a Gaon in Torah. Because who is someone that you can ask him anything and immediately he can answer in any facet of Torah? This is a tremendous Gaon. This is a great Torah scholar. And from this posuk we see that the obligation on a Jew to teach himself and to teach his children, the Torah didn't say that you should study. This it says in other places, but here it said Vishinantam. Shinun, the Torah should be so close to a person and so clear to a person that whenever someone will ask him a she'elah, he'll be able to answer immediately and not stammer. This is a very, very great level in Torah. It states, Livonecho, that you shall teach your sons. What does this mean? So Rashi brings from the Sifri, sons means Elu Atalmidim. The obligation is not merely to teach your sons. This is a mistake. Vishinantam Levonecho means that you shall teach disciples. Motzinu Bechol Mokum Sha'atalmidim Kruim Bonim. So why does it say sons? Because disciples are called sons. As it states, Bonim Atem Hashem Lelekechem, you are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that have to do with this? You are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you study His Torah. See, this is also something very unique. Why are we called children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we study His Torah. It states that the children of the Nevi'im, who? The children of the prophets, this does not refer to the children, but this refers to the disciples. V'chein b'chizkiyo shalom atel l'chol Yisrael v'korom bonim. Bonai ato. Chizkiyo taught Torah to all of Israel, and they were considered his sons. U'kishem sh'atalmidim kruim bonim, sh'nemar bonim Hashem atem l'ashem l'kechem, kach harav kori ab. And just like the children, the disciples are called children, the one who teaches Torah is called the father. Shenemar Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael. That it was Elisha that said to Eliyahu, Avi Avi. He called him my father. He was not his father. He was his Rebbe. So that's why it says, Vishinantam Livanecho, you shall teach your sons. This is referring to everyone. The Gemara brings a drosha. But why didn't it say Vishinantam the Talmidim, that you shall teach the Talmidim? Oh, it's good. Sons means Talmidim, but the Torah still could have written Talmidim, students. Lahagdim b'nei leben b'nei, lahagdim ben b'nei leben chavere. That first priority is to teach your son. Second priority is to teach your grandson. Third priority is to teach ben chavere, the son of your chaver. As a matter of priority, if your facilities or if your capabilities are limited. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to teach every person of Israel. This is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it's pertinent maybe to mention here that it was because of this reason that the Chazal were mesaken. And there was a person by the name of Rabbi Shua ben Gamlo, who he was the architect of this takona, of this decree, that they were a mesakein, that there should be a tineke shel beis rabbi, chadorim. There should be places of learning in every city and in every village. See, it used to be that it came out that a father would send his child to study Torah. So those who had a father went to study Torah, or those fathers who could afford were able to send. But then it came out that someone who didn't have a father, he was left out. Or someone who was poor was left out. So the Gemara brings in Baba Basra, and the Rambam brings it in Perek Beis from Hilchos Tamat Torah. Meshivin malam detimekes bechol medina medina bechol plachu plachu bechol yevir. That the Bezdin, this means the community, besides all of the private learning that was going on, but the community was obligated to see that there were malamde tinekes, that Torah, there was the access of Torah to everyone, that there were teachers of Torah in every medina, in every province, bechol plach uplach, in every district, or bechol ir ir, and in every city. And so far were the Chazal interested, and were they zealous in this halacha, that they declared v'chol ir she'en v'tineke shel beis rabon machrimin es ansho ir, any city that did not have a tineke shel beis rabon, that did not have a facility which was open to the public, to the Jewish public, where children could come and study Torah, machrimin es ansho ir, they would put a cherem, they would excommunicate the city. They would excommunicate the city until they would fix this, until they would open such a facility. Because the world exists only through the breath of the words of the children who are learning in the schools of Torah. Now this is a great tragedy of our day, that we have plenty of cities and plenty of towns where there's no facility for studying Torah. And if there is a facility, it's a facility which would not be in the eyes of the Chazal a sufficient facility to study Torah. It would be maybe a few hours a week, maybe to learn the Aleph Beis, maybe to prepare for Bar Mitzvah. Unfortunately, there's even places which do not have that. But certainly not the facility that we're talking about, where there's the Mitzvah Vishinantum, to teach someone Torah, where he can learn and grasp entire sections of the Torah. And this was a halacha. It was a halacha that the Chazal were masakin, because they saw that this is the cornerstone. This is the cornerstone of Klal Yisrael and the cornerstone of the entire world. Sheina Elam Iskayim, the world does not exist except through the Hevel Piyim Shel Tinekeh Shel Beis Rabban. And this was a communal responsibility. What everybody who did on his own, this was Tove Aleha Brocha. This was good, what everyone did on their own. You had those that wanted better, but there was the communal responsibility to see that these facilities were all over. This is something which is very important. Now this also is learnt in the parshas of Krishma. So the Rambam writes that there are three great mitzvahs in this first parsha of Krishma. Yichud Hashem, where we speak of the oneness of the Almighty. V'avose, where we speak of the mitzvah to love Him. V'talmudei, and we speak of the mitzvah of studying Torah. Shohu ha'ikra godol shakol tolibo, and everything is dependent on these three mitzvahs. Therefore, this parsha we read first. V'achareha, then we read the second parsha. V'hoyim shemot yishmael mitzvosai. That's the second chapter. Sheyesh bot tzivui al shar kol ha'mitzvahs, because this tells us that we must keep all of the mitzvahs. See, it states that if you will listen to all of my mitzvahs. And then we read the third parsha, which we mentioned, which is Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'mata aleihem v'sulem tzitzis, that you shall make tzitzis for yourself. Because she gam hi yesh bo tzivui zechiras kol ha-mitzvahs, because in the parsha of tzitzis, there's also the zechira, the remembering of all of the mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of tzitzis is so important, because through tzitzis you will remember all of the mitzvahs. Uri semeso, you will see them, and you will remember all of the mitzvahs, and you will do all of the mitzvahs. This is why we were commanded in these three parishes twice a day, in the morning and at night, because of the great mitzvahs which are found in these chapters. The first chapter, the oneness of the Almighty, and the mitzvah to love Him, and the mitzvah of learning Torah. The second chapter, which tells us and reminds us that we must fulfill all of the mitzvahs, And the third chapter, which gives us the commandments of tzitzis, because through tzitzis we will see and remember all of the mitzvahs. Then the Rambam adds, which is a Gemara also in Masechta Brochas, it would seem that the third chapter we shouldn't have to read at night, because this, if it's for the mitzvahs of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis was only during the day and not at night. So on that the Rambam writes the reason why, because the third chapter has another very important mitzvah in it, and that is, it states, Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of Mitzrayim. It has the Chidush Yetzias Mitzrayim, tells us of the Exodus. And it's a mitzvah lahaskir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'yom u'b'laylo. It's a positive commandment to mention and to remember the going out of Egypt every day and every night. As it states, Laman tizkor eshem tzeitzcho me'eretz Mitzrayim, that you shall remember the day that you went out of Egypt, kol yomei chayecho, all of the days of your life. Therefore, we read the third chapter even at night. And these three chapters, this is what is referred to as Kriyas Shema, the reading of the Shema. Even though the Shema is just the first sentence, but we call all three chapters by that name. So, we were commanded to read the Kriya Shema, to read the Shema, twice every day. At night and in the morning, because it states of a shochvacho of kumecho, at a time when people lay down, at a time when people get up. And the reason we were commanded to read these twice a day is because of the great important mitzvahs and subjects which are dealt in these chapters. And we read the parsha, the chapter which is mentioned in our sedra first, because that has the three most important mitzvahs, which is the declares the oneness of the Almighty, and the mitzvah to love Him, and the mitzvah to study Torah. The second chapter we read because there HaKadosh Baruch Hu cautions us and commands us to fulfill all of the mitzvahs. And there it states, if you will fulfill all of the mitzvahs, so I will give you Motah Be'Artzechem, I will give you rain in its proper season. And there it states very explicitly that if you will fulfill all the mitzvahs, then you will stay on your land. People always ask, why is Klal Yisrael in Golus? Why are they expelled from Eretz Yisrael so many times? Why is there so many problems? And besides the many times which is mentioned in the Torah, but explicitly in the Krishna it states, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us very simply that if you will fulfill the mitzvahs, then you will have abundance in your land, and you will stay on your land. But if you turn away from my mitzvahs, then lo yamotar, v'otzar esu shemayim v'lo yamotar, I shall close the heavens and you will not have rain. V'adom aleisi teneshevula, and the land will not give forth its fruit. V'varite mehero mi'alorat satevo, asher Hashem nisein lochem, and you will be driven out of the land which I have given you. So that's the second chapter, and the third chapter is the mitzvah of tzitzis, which also encompasses all of the mitzvahs, because through tzitzis you will remember all of the mitzvahs and you will come to do them. And if it would just be for that, we would read that last chapter only by day, because at night there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. But in addition to that, there is the Zechidus Yitzias Mitzrayim, the remembering of the going out of Egypt. That parsha ends, Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of Mitzrayim. And there's a mitzvah to mention, make mention of the exodus, of the going out of Egypt, every day and every night. Kol yimei chayecho, even at night. So therefore, we read that chapter also at night. In regards to what does it mean, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. This is something which is not easy to understand. And before we can understand it, we have to understand a little what does it mean, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. As I mentioned at the offset, that the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, are given in this parsha also. And the first of the commandment, of the Ten Commandments, is Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. And the second is Lo Yeh Elocho, that you shall not make other gods or gods of others in my presence. What does that mean? What does that commandment mean, I am the Lord your God? To get a bit of an insight into this, the Rambam begins his great Yad Chazoko, his great Sefer, with these mitzvahs. And he states, he begins it with these three mitzvahs that we're speaking about. Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Lo Yeh Elocho, you shall not make gods of others in my presence. And Leyachtoi, that God is one. He says, Yisod HaYisodis V'amud HaChochmas, the foundation of all foundations, and the pillar of all wisdoms, is Leyeda Shiyesham Motzui Rishayin, is to know that there was always a power, a creator, which always existed. And here he is explaining for us now the mitzvah of Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. V'hu mamtzi kol nimtzo, and it is because of him that everything is in existence. Everything is called into existence because of him. V'chol ha-nimtzoi mishamayim v'oretz u'ma shebeneihem le'nimtzo ela ma'amitos himotzo. And everything which is in the heavens or in the earth, or between the heavens and the earth, are in existence only because of his existence. V'nyal al-das, v'nyal al-das shehu eino imotzui. If a person could contemplate for 1 minute to say that he is not existing, then ein davar acher yochel imotzeis, then nothing else can exist. And if a person could contemplate that nothing else exists, hu levadi yimotzui, he still will exist. V'layivotel hu livtulam, he will not cease to exist just because all of creation ceases to exist. Shikol ha-nimtzoim srichin loy, because everything needs him. V'hu baruch hu ein tzorich lahem, and he needs nothing else. He doesn't need them, but le'il echad mehem, or one of them. L'fichach ein amitosei ka'amitos echad mehem. Therefore, you cannot compare the realities, the realities of everything in the world, because the reality of everything in the world is to a degree fiction compared to his reality. Because what is something which is a actual reality? An actual reality is something which has an existence in its own right, something which has an independent existence. But if something is merely dependent on another existence, so to agree, it's like a shadow. It's not real in its own right. It's a shadow or a reflection. If you would see a shadow, you wouldn't say it's a reality. You'll say it's merely the reflection of what is being reflected from. And everything in the world depends on the Almighty. They are all dependent on him. They all rely on him. And if they would all cease, it wouldn't affect him at all. If he would cease, everything would cease. So therefore, nothing is real when compared to his reality, to his realness. And hu shanovi yaimei v'Hashem Elokim emes. And this is what the prophet said, that the Almighty is emes. This is why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Because truth means something which is the opposite of fiction. Truth means something which is real, something which is a reality, something which is here. And there's only one power that we can say is actually real, is actually here. And this is the power of the Creator. because everything else is usurping its power from the power of the Creator. Therefore, Hashem Elokim Emes. Hu levadoyo Emes, ve'en la'acher Emes kamitose. He is the only truth, and no other truth can be compared to His truth. Ve'hu sha'atera emeres, ein eid milvadoy. And this is the explanation of the posuk in the Torah that states, ein od milvadoy. There's a posuk in the Torah we say in Aleinu all the time. Ein od milvado, that nothing else, there is nothing else besides Him. What does that mean? There is nothing else besides Him. We see all kinds of things in the world. What does it mean, there is nothing else besides Him? That means that when we are judging true reality, then the only true reality is Him. Because everything else is dependent on Him. And everything else lives only because He wills it. And everything else exists only because He gives it power to exist. While He receives His power to exist from no one or from nothing. So therefore, the only true reality is He and nothing else. Ein od milvadei. This is what the pasuk means, that there is nothing else besides Him. Klaimar, ein shom motzui emes milvadei kemeisei. There is no true reality like His reality. Now this Creator, this is the God of the world, Odin Kol Oretz, the Lord of the entire land. And He is the one who turns the universe without any stopping, with a power that has no interruption. Shagalgul Soviv Tomi, the globe constantly turns, but it is impossible for it to turn if no one is turning it. And He is the one who turns it without a hand or without a body. And the knowledge of this is a positive commandment. As it states, I am the Lord your God. So the first commandment that we were given, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, this is to believe and to understand this concept. And this concept that Rambam calls, together with the other two, Yesod HaYesodis VeAmud HaChochmos. One should not take this lightly, because this is referred to as the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all wisdoms. All foundations are built on this, and all wisdoms are built on this. There is an unending depth into this, so much that a person cannot even completely comprehend it at all, because we are very limited. We are physical, and we have a beginning and we have an end. We are very limited. But there is truth and wisdom in this without limitation. And unfortunately, even though to the Jew, after so many generations, this has become almost a second nature, where he believes this, and he doesn't doubt it. Unfortunately, this is not such a simple concept in the world. The Rambam, in other places we've quoted in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, writes how the entire world did not believe this until the time of Avraham Avinu. He was the one who brought it to the world. He fought against an entire world. He was called Ivri because Kol Ha'Elam Be'Iver Echad V'Hu Be'Iver Acher. The whole world stood on one side and he stood on another. They didn't believe in this concept. They believed there were many gods. And they believed that the gods were different types. There were the celestial beings, and there was the god of fire and the god of water, or whatever it might be. And it was Avraham that brought this to the world and then gave it to Yitzchak and to Yaakov, and Yaakov gave it to his children until his children grew to the point where they were able to receive the Torah. But we shouldn't think, like many think, that this was a concept that Avraham brought to the world and now it's in the world. Because the majority, huge majority of the world still does not believe in this concept. We once gave a shir last year on Hilchos Aveda Zara, when it came to the Parsha of Aveda Zara. And if you go through the populations of the world, you'll find that the huge majority of the world still do not believe in this. Because you have all of your, if you go to the Far East, and you have your Buddhism, Hindus or whatever they might be, they have a different concept altogether. This is India and China and Japan. And there already you have tremendous, tremendous populations. You go to Russia, the government policy is of that kfira, to deny that there is a God of a world. You go into the black Africa, you have idolatry. So what's left? What's left is the modern Western culture, which is supposed to be the civilized area of the world. The modern Western culture is the babe of the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire, we just commemorated Tisha B'Av yesterday. That was the time when the Roman Empire destroyed the oneness of the Almighty. Tried to. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in Klal Yisrael because they stood for this oneness. And they had inherited the idolatry of the Greeks. And today, you have your Roman, your Western culture. You could say it's divided almost in two parts. Your major religion of the Western culture is Christianity. Christianity 2,000 years ago challenged Judaism, challenged the concept of the Torah. And this is one of the major religions of the world today, and certainly the major religion of Christianity. And then the other big faction in the Western world you have are your evolutionists. It's very, very popular in the Western world, especially amongst the elite, amongst the so-called cultural elements of evolution. And if you read the writings of many of the great scientists of today, you see that they're saying exactly what the Rambam is saying not. That this, that there was a Motzui, that there always existed a Motzui Risha and a creator, this they deny. And as they, at the same time, as they explore the great wonders of the universe, like the Rambam writes, how does one come to love the Almighty if he would explore the wonders of the universe? At the same time that they start to explore the great wonders of the universe, through great achievements in scientific and chemical research, and they write of these wonders, of the splitting of cells, which are of microscopic size, into the millions and billions, and they write of these wonders, instead of giving praise to the Almighty, immediately they say, they write that this is the achievement of millions or billions of years of evolution, where it is rampant amongst the scientific and cultural communities. So do not take this lightly. This is a pure Jewish concept, a pure Torah concept. This was the concept of Avraham Avinu, and he gave it to Yitzchok and to Yaakov and to Klal Yisrael. And this is an awe-inspiring foundation, a very awe-inspiring foundation, that a person can realize or does realize that there is a power which always existed, never had a beginning, never had an end. Nothing preceded that power. Always existed. And when the world was not here, it existed. And He is the single one that called the world into being. And He will also dictate when He will call His world to return to Him. And this is what Abraham discovered. Is it possible that there can be a world without a creator? Is there possible that there can be a palace without a builder? Is it possible that the galgal, that the globe should constantly turn, and the entire solar system is in a perfect order without someone calling it into order and without someone constantly supervising it? So there is this power which is over everything. And this dwarfs the human being. This dwarfs the human mind. And this is the mitzvah of Anechi Hashem Elokecha, that I am the Lord your God. And this is very demanding on an individual. Because the reason why we find in the world so much spilling of blood, he's not responsible, so he can do how he chooses, or he does what his mind dictates. But when he realizes this concept, that he is but a creation from a creator, and he is living only because there is a will of a creator that he should live, then a person, a Jew, is constantly reminded that there is someone above him, and there's someone that he will have to give din and cheshbon to. This is the mitzvah of Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Then the Rambam writes, "V'chol amal al daito shiyesha meleika lehai acher chutz mizeh." If someone thinks that perhaps there's another power in the world besides him, the neiv beleisaseh, he transgresses a negative commandment. Shenemar, as it states, "Lo yeh lecho elehim acherim al ponoi," that you shall not make gods of others in my presence. So a Jew must constantly realize that there is only one power in the world. Everything else falls under that. And there is no other power. And these are the first two mitzvahs of the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God, and you shall not have gods other gods before me. And if he does not believe in this, the kefir be'ikr, then he denies the very root of all Torah and wisdom. Shezehu ha'ikar godl shehakol tolibo. This is the great root which everything is dependent on. This is the great root which everything is dependent on, because before the Almighty could give mitzvahs, he had to establish that he was the king. He had to establish why we should listen to his mitzvahs. So therefore, this is the great root which everything is dependent on. Then the Rambam goes one step further, which we'll go into very briefly. And that is, Elokai ze echad uveinu shnayim. The Almighty is one. He's one and not two. Or not more than two. And his oneness is not found, nothing similar to that oneness is found in the entire world. He's not like a certain species which encompasses many things. He's not like a body which encompasses many particles or many organs. But he is one. He is one which cannot be divided in any way, which cannot have any physical body, any dimension, but which has a simple oneness to it. Then the Rambam goes into some very, very deep concepts. And he writes, this is the mitzvah's essay, Shenemar Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. God, our God, God is our God, and He is one. And this is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that the Almighty is one. We've mentioned many times, and we'll repeat it here briefly, this will help us understand what we're speaking of. There's a medrash called Eishes Rebbi Akiva that when the Almighty created the world, He called all the letters before Him, wondering which letter to create the world with. And He started with the last letter of the alphabet, the Tov, which came before Him and said, create the world with Me. And each letter came and placed their case before the Almighty. The Tov said, the numerical value of the Tov is 400. Every letter has a numerical value. I have the greatest numerical value. So create the world with Me. In addition, Tov is the letter which Torah starts with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected it on a certain grounds. Then the Shin came. The Shin said, my numerical value is 300. And He also said another reason why you should choose Me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected it. And each one was rejected. Until finally the Beis came. The Beis said, create the world with Me because I am Brocha. Beis is the letter for Brocha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, good. We need Brocha. So He took the Beis and He created the world. Bereishis Bore Elokim. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The first letter of the Sefer Torah and the creation is the Beis. Bereishis. Meanwhile, the Aleph was standing in a corner and he never had a chance to speak. And he was very sad. The Almighty said, why are you standing so sad? So he said, what can I say? I don't have any numerical value at all. I'm one. The Aleph represents one. The Beis at least is two. So I have no numerical value whatsoever. So what case can I put forth? He never even had a chance to talk. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, don't worry. I'm saving you for something bigger. When I reveal Myself to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai to give them the Torah, I will reveal Myself with you. And that's why it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am the Lord your God. The Aleph was used. And the Almighty said, why will I use you? Because you are like Me. Ani echod ve'ato echod. I am one and you are one. So you're like Me. And therefore I will reveal Myself to Klal Yisrael, who's also one. Mi ki amcha Yisrael goy echod ba'oretz. Who is like Yisrael that is a single nation in the world? Now what does this mean? So the Maralmi Prague explains. When it came to the creation of the world, we need a brocha. Because what is creation? Creation is growth. Kodesh Baruch Hu was coming and said, Yihi Or, let there be light. Let there be the waters. Let there be the heavens. Piru Ravu, grow and multiply, be fruitful. So we needed growth. This is what creativity is. And growth and creativity, this is brocha, this is what brocha means. So therefore he chose the beis. And there's a reason why beis is used for brocha. There's nothing coincidental when it comes to the Lashon HaKodesh, to the Hebrew alphabet or the Hebrew words, because it was these words which the world was created by. Because the first letter which shows growth is the beis. Because the aleph is one, doesn't show any growth. The first letter that shows a numerical growth is the beis. So the brocha, the creativity, the productivity, is first recognized in the beis. And that's why brocha begins with beis, and that's why Breishis Bor Elokim, in the beginning, the Almighty created the world with the beis. So if this is so great, why didn't he use this for Anechi Hashem Elokecha, that I am the Lord your God? Because there he came to reveal something else. He came there to reveal to Klal Yisrael what the Rambam is speaking about. That I am the Lord your God. Not to show growth in productivity and creativity. He came to reveal the source of all creativity. The source of all growth. Like the Rambam writes, that the Yesod HaYesod is Leyeda SheYeshua Motzur Yishin, that there was always a great power in the world. The creation of the world, that wasn't the beginning of the Almighty. The Almighty always existed. The creation of the world was merely the physical manifestation of the Almighty in the physical world. He gave forth his brocha into the world so there should be a physical growth. But when he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael of his essence, then we have to go behind the growth. We have to look for the source of the growth. And the source of the growth must always be a single source. An example, if you find a great tree, it has many, many fruits. That's the abundance. That's the fruitfulness. That's the brocha. But if you want to find the source, where is the source? Is the source the branch? No, because the branch has a source in the trunk. The trunk has a source in the roots. So where is the source? The source would be the seed, which it all came from. When we go to the source of brocha, there we go constantly narrowing down to the single source. When we look at the brocha, the more spread out the brocha is, the more brocha there is. But when we look for the source, the more single the source is, the closer we are coming to the actual source. If you find a mighty river that's miles wide, that's brocha. But if you want to find its source, not until you have found one trickle coming out of the mountains have you come near its source. Because the source is its beginnings. And beginning means that there can be nothing that precedes it. Because if anything precedes it, then it's not a beginning. If nothing preceded the Almighty, now this is a very, very deep thought, if nothing preceded the Almighty, then the Almighty is the beginning of all existence. If anything preceded him, then he's not the beginning. And therefore, if he is the beginning of all existence, then he is the true one, the true singleness. And that's why he said to the Aleph, the fact that you're one, that you have no numerical value, this is a sign you're the beginning. He told the Aleph something else also. He says, you're one, and you're a king, because the Aleph is first. And the king, that's like the single source to the nation. And therefore, you're one and I'm one. I will reveal myself with this letter. And that's what he told the people, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. That I am the Lord your God. I am the single source. That from here comes all brocha. And this is the first command which was given to the people. And he told them, he told the Aleph, you're one and I'm one. I will use you to reveal myself to Yisrael, that's also one. Who is one like Yisrael? Why is Yisrael one? Because only Yisrael understood the singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not the nations of the world. Only Yisrael, and they were completely given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. And Yaakov's 12 sons. So this is what it means. The oneness of the Almighty. Now this has a far-reaching ramification for us. Because this means that when it comes to a person's emunah, his faith, he must believe that the only power in the world is the Almighty. He cannot have fear for anyone else or any other power. What does it mean, Yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem? To fear Hashem and nothing else. Because ultimately, everything is under the control of the Almighty. If we fear other powers in the world, then we are placing other powers equal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then no longer is he the source of the entire universe. This is what it means for the Jew. Now it is for that reason that the Maral brings in his Nesiv Havoda in Perek Zayin. He brings these following points. Firstly, why is the mitzvah of Krishma by day and by night? Why won't it be sufficient to say Krishna once in a 24-hour period? It's a mitzvah at night and it's a mitzvah during the day. Because when we see the day, that's when we see all of creation being called into being. The sun comes up. With the sun comes the energies of this world. The sun is the physical messenger, the physical master that the Almighty has appointed over this world. Comes the warmth, the heat, and its energies and the growing powers into this world. Then we should declare that everything that's coming forth into the world is coming from a single source. This is why we say Krishna during the day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That here the whole world is being called into existence at every dawn. So the Jew declares that everything that is being called into existence is being called into the existence by one. By the Almighty. Why do we say Krishna at night? At night you have the converse. At night it seems that everything settles down. Everything slows up. Everything disappears. Darkness falls over the world and you can't even see. So it's as if the world subsides. What's happening at night is as if the world is returning to the Almighty. So the Jew declares then also that the world is returning to its master. Not that there's just an end to the sources of the energy of the sun, but the Almighty is recalling his world for the night. So again, it's returning to a single master. So in the day we declare the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we should realize that everything that comes into being is coming into being from his source. And at night we declare that everything that is subsiding, that everything is returning, It is returning to a single source. This is why we say the Shema by day and by night. Now a second point is the Gemara tells us that the Shema Yisrael was first said by Yaakov Avinu. Not by Yaakov Avinu, by his children. That when Yaakov was going to bless his sons before his death, the Gemara brings this on Imsochim and Daf Kuf and Nun Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings Vayikro Yaakov El Bonov Vayomer He Osvu Vagidu Lachem. Before Yaakov was dying, he called all his children together. He said, gather together and I shall tell you. He wanted to reveal to the children the Ketz HaYomim, what will be in the end of days. He was going to tell them all, everything that would happen to them, that they would go into Golus and when the Mashiach would come and so forth. Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Levorov Ketz HaYomim. All of the prophecies that he had that he was going to reveal to his 12 sons disappeared from him. So he became worried. He was afraid. He said, is it possible that amongst my sons someone is not kosher the way he should be? Maybe like my grandfather Abraham that had a son Yishmael. Yitzchok, or maybe like my father Yitzchok, that had a son like Esav. So Yaakov was afraid that here he wanted to bring the Shekhinah on his 12 sons, and he was afraid that perhaps something was wrong there. Omru Loi, so his son said, Omru Le Bonim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Here, O Israel, they were referring to Yisrael, to Yaakov, whose name was Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, the God of our God, Hashem Echod is one God. Omru, they said, Kishem She'en Belibcho Ela Echod, Kach Ein Belibeinu Ela Echod. That just like in your heart, God is only one, so in our heart, God is only one. Now what is meant by this? For a person to believe in this Achdus, in this oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the, like the Rambam writes, this is the Yisod Shel Kol Yisodis, it's not easy. This is the foundation of all foundations and the foundation of all wisdom. This means that the Almighty is all encompassing. And a person is responsible only to him and to no other power or force in the world. And this was Yaakov. Yaakov had developed that oneness. He was the one who was known where he was, his image was hewed on the throne of the Almighty. That's how close he was to the Almighty. He had developed that oneness. And when he saw that the Shekhinah, the Holy Presence, was departing from his sons, he was worried. Maybe there's something wrong in my offsprings. Like Avraham gave birth to Yishmael that went off in another direction. And from him developed great idolatries. There was a weakness, an imperfection in that oneness. Even by Avraham, we see through his offspring. And Yitzchak, how great he was, there was also an imperfection because he gave birth to an Esav that from him came the whole Roman Empire, Edom. So there was an imperfection in that oneness. So Yaakov was afraid there was an imperfection in his oneness. So on that his son said, Shema Yisrael, listen, our fathers Yisrael. Kishem, just like by you, She'ein belipcho ele echod, that the Almighty is only one. Kachin beli beinu ele echod. In our hearts also, He is only one. And they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, the Lord our God, Hashem Echod is only one. He is all encompassing. So the Shema was first said by the sons of Yaakov. They accepted upon themselves that oneness. And these were the 12 sons of Yaakov, and these were the foundation of Klal Yisrael. And it came to them through Yaakov Avinu. The oneness, the perfect oneness that was developed by Yaakov, because he was the one who only had Kulam Tzadikim, all righteous sons, that perfect oneness he gave to his sons. And they were the first ones to say the Shema. And this is the obligation of the Jew, that twice a day he has to declare Shema Yisrael, that oneness of the Almighty that was by Yisrael, that was by Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he is our God and he is one. He always existed, always will exist. There is no division in him whatsoever, and he encompasses everything. And therefore we're responsible only to him. There is no other power in the world. And this the Jew declares at the day when everything is called into existence, that it's called into existence because of him, and at night when everything returns, it returns to him. And this was given through Yaakov, where the oneness was perfect. And he gave it to his 12 sons. This is the great mitzvah of the Krishma. But the Gemara tells us in the Shema of the Yichud Hashem, besides the other mitzvahs of the Avas Hashem and the Torah, the learning of Torah, this is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. It's a very, very great mitzvah that a Jew is privileged to fulfill twice every day. And it's a very challenging mitzvah, because the entire faith of the Jew is based on this. We should be zeche to study and to learn about the Almighty in order to grow in the understanding of this mitzvah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.